This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com. Boost muscle growth and blowtorch body fat at TurbulenceTraining.com. And also by Designer Supplements. Check them out at DesignerSupps.com. I'm Kevin Larrabee.
And I'm John Williams.
And with us this week, we have a special guest, Lou Schuler.
Dr. John Berardi.
One-on-one with Craig Ballantyne.
One-on-one interview with Bill Hartman.
I'm Eric Cressy.
Can't forget our shakes this week.
It's a hell of a super shake.
Yeah, let's start off with this week's news. Need any updates for the FitCast to get the show notes with all the links for the show? Just go to thefitcast.com for all your FitCast needs.
Hello, everyone. Before we do start this week's show, there's a couple things I want to go over quickly. First off, this is not the one-year anniversary show, as you're going to find out pretty quickly. We're actually going to be recording that on Wednesday, which is the date of the first release of the first episode on iTunes, which I guess is how we're going to make the anniversary date, and that was the day that worked out best for our guests. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to record it on the 18th, which is Wednesday, and I'm also going to edit it that day and get it up to you that night. So you're going to be able to download that episode then. Make sure, if you want to get in any questions for Dave Tate and John Berardi, do it as soon as possible, because we're going to need all those questions in by Sunday. So, or Sunday night or Monday morning. So try to get them to me as soon as possible. You can just send them to kevin@thefitcast.com. You can get that email up on thefitcast.com under the About Us page. So that's pretty much it. We're going to be jumping into an interview with Craig Ballantyne. We're going to be talking about the 300 workout. Really get the perspective of a trainer on the 300 workout and see what Craig thinks about it. And I had to have Craig on before the one-year anniversary because he is really someone that helped me get this all started. So just want to thank Craig for that. So let's jump into it right now. It's going to be like any other show. We're going to jump into the interview with Craig Ballantyne. You'll see some introductions, things like that. Again, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for helping us out with the FitCast. I mean, it's been great so far. We'll see you on Wednesday. And also, don't forget to check out elitefts.com. I got a new article up there. I mean, I think I told you it was going to be on there 3 weeks ago, but it's up there now. So by all means, go check that out. And we'll see everyone on Wednesday. Don't forget to check out thefitcast.com for the video we're going to mention on the show. It's can't miss. You're going to see Craig doing the 300 workout, or at least one rep of each exercise. So we'll see you then. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. FitCast episode number 45. This is not the one-year anniversary edition like some people might think. That's going to be coming out on Wednesday, so don't forget to check that out. But we have a very special show nonetheless. With me this week is Craig Ballantyne of TurbulenceTraining.com, also his TTMembers.com site, WorkoutManuals.com, and also GirlAthlete.com. Craig, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thanks, Kevin.
Craig, it's great to have you back on the show, and this week we're actually going to be talking about something that's very popular in the news and we've talked about on previous shows, and that's the 300 workout and really what the 300 workout is all about.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right into it. Let's start off by going over what the 300 workout consists of.
Sure. So you start with pull-ups, 25 repetitions in as few sets as possible. Then you go immediately to deadlifts with 135 pounds for 50 reps, again, as few sets as possible. Then into the push-ups. By about this time, you're slowing down pretty much. You're trying to do 50 reps in as few sets as possible. When I did it, when I got to the push-ups, I can do over 50 push-ups straight when I'm fresh, but I could only do 25 push-ups in my first set for when I got to this exercise. So you're definitely slowing down. And then you go to 24-inch box jumps, and you do 50 repetitions, and at this point, I was moving pretty slow. I was probably doing the box jumps in sets of five. And then from there, you go into floor wipers, which is the more unique exercise of the seven exercises in the workout. And this one, you lie on your back with 135-pound loaded barbell pressed overhead, lying on the floor, legs straight out, and then you take both feet to one plate, drop them down to the center, touch the floor, and then to the other side, back down to the center, and that's one repetition. So 50 repetitions of that. It's not one repetition per side. It's one repetition per both sides. And then you go on to the single-arm clean and press with a 36-pound kettlebell, and you do 25 repetitions per arm, so for 50 total repetitions, touching down the kettlebell to the floor in between repetitions. And again, at this point, you're doing a few at a time. At least I was, anyways. And then into the pull-ups, last exercise, 25 more pull-ups. And at this point, I think I started with six sets of two and then six sets of one. And then because, you know, I saw that the end was near, I was able to crank out two repetitions per set. And I was probably taking about 10 seconds in between. So it takes a while to get through those last few exercises.
Definitely. And like we were going to mention that there is a video that you did of all these exercises that people will be able to find in the show notes on thefitcast.com. So make sure to check that out when you get done listening to the show.
Yeah, it's just one repetition per exercise, though. I didn't do it all. So I do the 300 workout in about 90 seconds with one repetition per exercise.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it's pretty killer, and I want to ask you, what benefits does the 300 workout offer to people?
Well, I think it's important for people that haven't read the Men's Health article or don't have a whole lot of background about it to understand that the guys only did this once. At least that's what the guy who, you know, I didn't invent the workout. I just did it one time, and I'm just, you know, talking about it today. But the guy who put together the workout, he put it together as what he called a rite of passage for some of the actors that trained with them. They didn't train like this every day. I mean, obviously they trained very hard. This trainer is very hard, hard workouts that he puts together. But they didn't do this specific workout more than once. They only did it one time. And so all it is, really, it's a mental and physical challenge, not unlike a day of a strongman competition. This is just slightly different. So, like, a strongman does not train all his events on one day in the exact order that they're done on competition day. There's no reason why anyone should be doing this more than once every couple of months. So it's really just a single challenge, and it's just, you know, a lot of people like these types of challenges, and it's fine to do it, as, you know, the original trainer said, once in a while, but not to do it on a regular workout basis. Because as a regular workout, it has some, you know, you're not training your lower body a whole lot, and, I mean, it's, depending on what your goals are, it's probably not going to fit most people's goals.
Well, definitely. I also wanted to ask you, some people out there are actually doing the 300 challenge for thefitcast.com, and they're trying to improve their times pretty much month by month. And if I want to try and improve my time for the 300 workout, how often should I attempt it? If they're almost doing this as their own personal goals to just make a better time every single month, how many times do you think they should really attempt it?
I don't think they should attempt it more than the time that they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what they should do is practice an event, one single event, maybe every workout. So, you know, you might do your deadlifting at the end of your regular workout on Monday. Then you might do pull-ups on Wednesday. I mean, if you have some real weak points as far as strength goes, and, you know, if you can only do 5 pull-ups, then obviously I'd make those a priority at the start of the workout, and rather than just at the end. But if this is more of an endurance challenge for you, like it was for me, then I would put events in at the end of the training session. Sometimes maybe 2 events back to back, but I'd never train the exact workout. You know, I would just use that exact workout as the monthly challenge.
Very good. Do you think it would be beneficial to do the 300 workout to help reach fat loss goals? I know the summer is coming up and people are looking for the fastest way to drop that fat. And where would you put it? I know you just talked about this a little bit, but where would you put it in a 3-day work regimen? Like if someone was doing turbulence training, would you just, like you said, just put a little bit at the end of each workout?
Yeah, because I think one of the problems with this workout, at least for me, is you get through the workout and, you know, it took me about 20 minutes or so, but I think you can do more mechanical work if you take some rests, if you do different exercises. I mean, it's a challenge that they came up with. I mean, there's nothing magical about the specific exercises in here. You know, because it's more of an endurance workout, it doesn't allow you to use some higher intensity. You know, I mean, these things are 25, 50 repetitions, you know, that type of stuff. We're not talking about 8 repetition stuff. So, again, I would not train like this every day. I mean, I would use some of the exercises, I would use some of the principles, but I wouldn't train like this every day.
So pretty much we have to let everyone out there know that this isn't something that the actual actors did themselves to get those bodies that they got in the movies. I know a lot of people out there saying this is the 300 workout, this is how the people molded their bodies for the 300 movie, and once everyone saw that movie, they seemed to be like, this is something that I have to be doing. So, I mean, people just really need to stick to the principles and not doing the 300 workout every week.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for the trainer, obviously, that put this together. But, I mean, it's not like the 300 workout is very, very different from the way they train. I mean, they trained hardcore, mm-hmm. and this is the result of them training hardcore. But it's not, I mean, this is, they probably took some different rest intervals, and again, I can't speak for it, but this is... it's just a single workout. Yeah, it's hard to get that, maybe hard to get that message through, but it's simply like it's the end. It's not a means to an end. It's the end. It's the single challenge that you would train for. It's like a triathlon, but a person who trains for a triathlon does not go out and train a triathlon every time they train.
Mm-hmm.
They focus on one event, or they, you know, maybe they pair two, but they do shorter distances, obviously, and there's different ways of training for it, so... I mean, you can come up with all sorts of different types of 300 workouts, but it's not the way that you would train all the time.
So, Craig, you also have some modified 300 workouts for some beginners.
Yeah, I mean, obviously not everyone's going to be able to do the full 300, but, you know, we can definitely modify them and reduce the number of repetitions. And, you know, here's a 125 repetition workout for, you know, an advanced female. Do pull-ups for 5 repetitions instead of 50. If you can't do real pull-ups, then do, you know, assisted pull-up machines. Then deadlift with 25 pounds, maybe do 30 repetitions. And then push-ups, do 20 repetitions. And 12-inch box jumps for 25 repetitions. And floor wipers, using easy curl bar instead of a loaded 135-pound bar, do 20 repetitions. And then a one-arm kettlebell clean and press with 10 to 20 pounds for 20 repetitions, and then finish with another set of 5 pull-ups. That's 125 reps. That might be a good place to start for an advanced female fitness level. And then if somebody wants to add a little bit more in, they can just finish the rest of the repetitions with maybe skipping like 175 reps. A female with a beginner to moderate fitness level might try this 100 repetition workout. Again, minimizing the rest between sets. This one only takes a few minutes. It's 5 bodyweight rows, 15 bodyweight squats, 5 push-ups, 50 jumping jacks, 10 mountain climbers, 10 lunges, and 5 bodyweight rows. And, you know, that's the type of stuff that, you know, because that one's only 3 to 5 minutes, that's a good bodyweight circuit to do at the end of a training session in place of regular interval training on a treadmill or something. And then there's just this one last one. It's 150 repetitions for guys, 15 bodyweight rows, 25 bodyweight squats, 15 push-ups, 50 jumping jacks, 20 mountain climbers, 10 close grip push-ups, and 15 bodyweight rows. And that would be, you know, more of an intermediate bodyweight circuit, trying to stick to the original workout as much as possible. But, you know, there's all sorts of ways to do this, and you can work with your trainer, or, you know, as a trainer, it's something you can come up with. I mean, these bodyweight ones you can do more often than the regular one, but you can just use them as circuits, interval circuits at the end. But as long as you understand the concept of what's really going on here, this was originally a challenge. We can modify it, but, I mean, it's just like lots of circuits that people do otherwise. So, you know, there's time and place for it, and just make sure you're using a routine that is appropriate for your fitness level.
Very good. I mean, with all those different variations, everyone out there should, I mean, give this a shot. It's definitely a goal or a challenge that people can shoot for, and with the summer coming, it might actually help you stick to your workouts and try to better yourself. So I think it's great for someone to just have a challenge like that. And people can check out the fitcast.com forum where we're actually doing a Fitcast challenge where we're giving away a ton of prizes. So if you want to jump in there, and you can start off with just something like what Craig said for the beginner programs and the intermediate programs, definitely do that and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, just, train safe, train smart, train how you enjoy to train, and definitely train for your goals and not just too randomly.
Absolutely. And before we do go, Craig, can you just let everyone out there know where they can get a hold of you or check out some more of your stuff?
Sure. You can get a hold of me at ttmembers.com on my discussion forum there. We've got lots of expert interviews on that site as well. And then for my fat loss programs and all the new bonuses that we've added there, you can go to turbulencetraining.com.
Very good. Well, Craig, I want to thank you for joining us on pretty much this is – today is the date of actually the one-year anniversary, so I really want to thank you for joining us. And thanks, by all means, thanks for helping us start this all the way back in the beginning. I mean, you were our very first interview, it seems like a long time ago, man.
Yeah, well, it's good stuff what you've done, Kevin. Very good.
Well, again, Craig, I want to thank you and thank all you out there, and I hope everyone joins us on Wednesday where I'm going to be releasing episode number 46 with John Berardi and Dave Tate. And for everyone out there, have a great week, and we'll see you in a couple days. Take care.